You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio today, the Reverend Randy Golter, a special assistant to the president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Randy, welcome back to His Time.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to have you in studio today. I love talking about the Lutheran Reformation and all the events leading up to 2017, our special celebration then, celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation. And LutheranReformation.org is the website that's kind of the hub for all things Lutheran Reformation 2017.
That's what we hope anyway. Yeah, we've set that up. We have really encouraged people to go look at it, and have had a lot of positive comments about it in terms of of all the resources, and not only, and then websites we put up there that people can link to other places. So we're very excited about that. And it appears, Andy, that, you know, things are picking up steam, which we kind of thought, you know, the Reformation year isn't until 15. I mean, see, I'm talking
back in time.
I've thought so much in the 1500s. And I'm, Randy, this is 2016. But in 2017 is the 500th anniversary.
Well, we're going to talk about what people are writing today in a little bit. But I want to know what you're reading. I want to know what you are reading that helps you think about
my sermon for my sermon ideas. You mean like
for your sermon ideas,
Post Dispatch?
What are you reading as you, to help you learn about the events of the Reformation? The what was going on at that time? What have you been reading?
Well, I'm preparing for a workshop in New Mexico in April, so I'm focusing on how the Reformation, and again, you know, the question is, how is the Reformation relevant today? Well, I'm focusing on how the Reformation theology changed the way one viewed their own death, which is still relevant because it appears to me that we still die.
This is true, yes.
There's a lot of sinus infections going on, and that must be some indication that we're, you know, we're not going to live forever. So it's very wonderful in the sense that, you know, Luther's complaint on the very day that he wrote, that he posted the 95 Theses, was on the indulgence preaching. Obviously, that it took the focus away from Jesus and his vocation of him alone saving sinners to now it's Jesus plus what you do. Well, you can see the big contrast that if you face your own death and Satan is accusing you, your sinful nature's accusing you, and you have all kinds of preachers out there in the world like, what should you do? I mean, I just Googled, you know, fear of death on the internet, and you can get all kinds of gospel quotations, solutions. Well, this was Luther too, and he's complaining about how it is affecting his parish, you know, St. Mary's congregation there in Wittenberg. And it's interesting, in 1519, he wrote, it's called A Sermon on Preparation to Die. It likely was not preached. But how to, like 20 points on how to prepare to die. Interestingly, in the Counter-Reformation, there's a Roman Catholic book out by Robert Bellarmine, that talks about how to die well. And the basic point is, how do you die well? You die well by living well, which we'd still agree. But now here's the departure. You live well by fasting, doing good works, and things like this. So the Lutheran understanding is far different. So this is where I'm focused on right now in terms of how the Reformation theology changed the way one approached death.
So that's what you're reading now. And let's talk about who's writing. Who are we reading, or who should we be reading now, or what should we be reading as some are making contributions to this LutheranReformation.org and providing some things for us to think about?
Well, delightfully, we have Pastor Tony Oliphant, who's our coordinator to get all our blog writers together, and he's organizing all these blog writers, about 25 of them, And we have three blog posts a week posted on the LutheranReformation.org website. And this started in December. And, you know, here's one by Deaconess Betsy Carcan: "If the Son Sets You Free, the Lutheran Teaching of Vocation." Or here's another one by Reverend Jason Lane: "Luther's Translation of the Bible." Or a Mr. Jonathan, I think it's Sweat, S-W-E-T-T, "Singing the Reformation." And then one I had mentioned to you by Dr. Jack Kilcrease: "The Death of Luther." And it's a little bit what I talked about. But, I mean, so there's three a week, and this is going to go through the year 2017.
So three blog posts, writings that that help us see what Luther taught, what he discovered and taught in his time, is still very relevant today. As you pointed out earlier, we still face sin, we still face death, and Jesus' promise is still the same today as well.
You know, the ongoing relevance, it is still relevant because Luther wasn't dealing with, it wasn't about Luther, and he is very clear about that. It was about God's doctrine. And so you know, in terms of the ongoing relevance, is God's doctrine and the right interpretation of it still prevalent? Of course it is. Because, you know, Paul says in 1 Timothy 4 that doctrine saves. So what is the biggest fear for most people? Probably the ongoing, daily, dreary desire or fear of death. And so what is one's answer to their own death? So that's the bottom line for the ongoing relevance of the Reformation. One other thing I was just reading the other day, Luther is writing in the fall of 1530. Now, the Augsburg Confession was in June of 1530. At the Augsburg Confession itself, the emperor and the Roman Catholic theologians wrote a recess, and well, not a recess, but they wrote a document stating that this is their agreement, and basically the Lutherans were wrong. And I just can't imagine Luther being in Coburg Castle and not being there in the action, knowing Luther, you know, the bull in the china shop. And so he's frustrated to hear some of the possible concessions, and he writes this document to try to bolster the German people because he is thinking that there's going to be likely a threat of the sword, that you would either conform to Catholicism or you would die. And so he writes this letter. And so it's in 1530 that fall. So, you know, he talks about pastors teaching the children the catechism, the pastors preaching the gospel. And he says, and this is his recollection of what the Reformation did. And this is a rough paraphrase, but basically a restoration, or putting back into the proper place, altar, pulpit, and font. Which in our ears today, we'd say the means of grace.
Sure. It was all about Jesus. It's not about our works. It's all about Jesus. And thus, what we say about the Reformation in 2017, it's still all about Jesus.
Yeah, and so you think about, well, is there anything today, personally in our lives, in our churches, is there anything that we are getting in the way of God's chosen means to save us, whether it's ourself, our pride, our self-esteem, or our official theology or doctrine? Is it somehow clouding the gospel? Or is it our selfishness in terms of our lack of love toward those who don't know him yet, and so we don't want to give, or whatever it is? But are we getting in the way of God's chosen way to save sinners?
We have just a little bit of time left. I want to take a look at some of the events that are coming up this year. We're already in March of 2016. And so we have some events coming up this year leading into next year as well. Tell me about those.
We've planned four major events. Mm-hmm. And the first one starts at the St. Louis Seminary this coming November. President Harrison will be preaching. It's going to be at St. Titus and Timothy Chapel, and a wonderful worship celebration. Liturgies will be available on the website now for those who want to celebrate. This will be the Sunday. This will happen the Sunday afternoon after All Saints Day on that Sunday. But we'll have also some kind of form of lecture. We're not quite sure yet in terms of right before the divine service. This will be in St. Louis. But on the website, too, there'll be newly written hymns for people to utilize as well. So the first date is November of this year, and then it'll be February of 2017 with Luther's death. Mm-hmm. The third date will be Augsburg Confession, June 2017. Will be special liturgies and hymns available. And then the fourth event will be October of 2017 with the 95 Theses.
Lots of events to look forward to. The website again, LutheranReformation.org. The Reverend Randy Golter, Special Assistant to the President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you.